Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Is another Hall of Fame edition of CA Stories Confidential.
Well, since I was mentioning I was at the basketball game last night, someone brought this up to me and I had to tell the story. And since this NBA season has begun, I'll tell you a story that I actually did address back in June. Minding my own business, my phone started blowing up. By the way, thank you, Alec. Thank you, James. Thank you, Alec Tolos, for allowing me to share some of these stories over covering all these sports and entertaining things all these years. And you can turn the volume up. And back in June, my phone blew up because All the Smoke, a podcast featuring Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes, former NBA players, it is like big time. It's like we're talking about people consuming information, right? A lot of people prefer podcasts than anything else because players are keeping it real and the whole nine yards. They had on former NBA superstar Sean Kemp. And my phone blew up because in this interview with Sean Kemp, and he's talking, and by the way, Sean Kemp is arguably the greatest in-game dunker of all time. One of the greatest dunkers, period. He's a great player. Went to the finals a couple of times with the Seattle Sonics and him and Gary Payton. Well, in this broadcast, well, I'm just go ahead and let Matt Barnes start off because he asked Sean Kemp. And there's more to this story, by the way, but this is what he asked Sean Kemp on the air.
So is this an urban legend? You got your first practice through a radio dunk contest?
I did, bro. Is that crazy or what, man?
Radio dunk.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna keep this 100 with
y'all. Yeah, got to. What you mean?
Now, I'm in college at Trinity Valley, and we ain't but two damn restaurants there. It's the Dairy Queen and the McDonald's.
Athens, Texas.
That's your choice of restaurants you go out to, bro. And in Eastern Texas. And they came on the radio and they was like this. They said, hey, there's a dunk contest next Friday night. And the winner of the dunk contest gets to practice with the Mavericks all weekend. Yes.
Oh, you
they said three practices. If you win the dunk contest.
So here's what's so crazy. That's where it started. I'm on there at K104 and I tell K104 we need to have a dunk contest because I had been in Chicago a couple of months earlier where Michael Jordan did the incredible dunk contest against Dominique Wilkins, and everybody wanted to see a dunk contest. Nowadays, it's kind of lame, but back then, it was like unique and different, and Michael Jordan turned it out. So we had this dunk contest for all comers. Now sit on the radio, Reunion Arena, be there at this certain time, and we'll take the top dunkers, and they'll get to dunk at halftime of a Maverick game. Sean Kemp shows up, and nobody knows who Sean Kemp is, because guess why? He never played 1 minute of college ball, junior college ball. He played high school ball, but not in Texas. He tells me later after I was like, what? And he makes it to the final round. And I tell all the media guys, I said, there's this kid. His name is Sean Kemp. He goes to Trinity Valley, but he never played there because he just transferred there. And I said, you don't want to miss this. He can dunk with Dominique and Michael Jordan. And I told him, don't miss this. So, of course, he wins the contest. And then this is what happens.
Man, we was down there at the Dallas Arena, man. It was probably 60 contestants, man. And I won the dunk contest that night. And I got a chance to practice with the Mavericks. Now, I get to the Mavericks practice, and guess who's on the damn team? Mm. My teammates. Mm. Detlef Schrempf. Mm. Sam Perkins. They on the team.
Uh-huh.
And I come in and I get to get a chance to practice with them.
What was that like?
What? I wear their ass out of there.
And he could. He was that good. So he wins the dunk contest and he gets to practice with them, but it gets even deeper than that. Now, what does it have to do with me? To this day, Sean always says, I discovered him. And he kind of told that story on there. I'm going to tell you a little bit more.
If you don't, there's a guy that works for the Mavericks, man. Light-skinned guy, Chris. His name is Chris something, man. I can't think of Chris's last name. He still works for the Mavericks, I believe. Their TV guy.
We'll find him.
He was on the radio. He actually, they sent me to the locker room. He actually came in the locker room, and this is where it kind of started. This is the night it started at. You know, because junior college, you hung for your dog.
Yeah.
You ain't popping off. You ain't in Kentucky no more.
Chris Arnold.
So Chris Arnold comes back in the locker room and he was like, hey, well, you, what? He's like, you ain't got no agent. And I was like, man, he was like, that. Let me be your agent. You gonna go hard tomorrow. And then I was like, man, I think I'm ready. I didn't know if I was ready then, but by the time I got back to Trinity Valley, I knew my ass was ready because he had just told me that. And that's when I started making these inquiring phone calls, man.
I'm telling you, this is exactly what happened. The only thing that's a little different is I didn't say, I need to be your agent or I should. I said, if I were your agent, this is what we would do. Because I was telling him, you are better than you think. You really are really, really, really good. So here's where it gets kind of crazy. So he does his dunk contest at halftime of Mavericks game in May. In June, they have the draft. Mavericks headquarters, that's where I'm doing the Mavericks draft coverage and all that for K104. And we're just watching it on TV, and then we're waiting for the Mavericks to do their picks. The announcer said, and with the umpteenth round and the first round, Sean Kemp goes to the Sonics. Who's this Sean Kemp? Oh, I almost spit up. Sean Kemp! That's my guy! Everybody's like, what? I said, he never played. How did the NBA find him? He never played. So when he says I came to the locker room, I circled the calendar. I said, as soon as the Mavericks play the Sonics, I got to find him and ask him, how the hell you wind up in the NBA and you never played? It wasn't like, you know, straight out of high school where he was named somebody straight out of high school, went to college. It wasn't like that. He just came out of nowhere. I went and I said, Sean, how in the world do you wind up getting drafted by the Sonics? He said, man, it's been the craziest few months. He said, after the dunk contest, I got a hold of Magic Johnson. I said, how you even know Magic? He said, I was Mr. Indiana in basketball. And I got a scholarship to Kentucky. I go to Kentucky, and before the season even starts, somebody steals the coach's son's necklace. And so I wasn't going to snitch. It was somebody on the team, but I was going to snitch. And they were like, well, we're going to hold you out. We're going to let you play until you tell us who did it. He said, F that. So he transferred to Trinity Valley Junior College in Athens, Texas. Nobody saw him. I said, well, how you meet Magic? He said, Magic heard about me. He knew about me. He said, come out here to L.A. in the summer league, and Lakers, we're going to get you. And he said, the Lakers are going to draft me? He goes, oh, yeah, we will spend a pick on you. He said, so he's turning it out in the summer league in L.A. Well, the Sonics have a scout, and the son of the owner of the Sonics said, hey, come down here to L.A. There's a kid. We got to look at this guy, too. And he said, so he told me the Sonics stole him from the Lakers. So I said, okay. And he said, I said, this is what you got to do now, Sean, now that you're in the NBA. Because, see, he still wasn't, like, really, really confident. I mean, he's a great player, nicest guy in the world. I said, Sean, when you play games on the East Coast, if the game is in hand, you got to do some dunks, man, in the game. I'm talking about just show out because you can do it. And I don't embarrass anybody, but you know, especially if you're in New York, I said, or Boston or Washington, that East Coast media thing is for real. Meanwhile, I know the vice president of communications for the NBA. His name is Brian McIntyre. I'll tell McIntyre when they're looking for the all-star stuff, keep, because they're looking for rookies and stuff. I said, keep an eye on Sean Kemp. And I kept telling, and all the writers that came through, Stephen A. Smith coming down to Dallas, or wherever I was, Stephen A., Michael Wilbon, I was like, there's a guy named Sean Kemp. Watch out for Sean Kemp with Seattle. Because I knew Seattle, Washington, they weren't paying attention to those games late at night, not the East Coast media. So by the time it got close to the All-Star game, Mavericks had another game against the Sonics. He comes into town. He said, Chris, you won't believe this. They've invited me to the All-Star game. He did not win the All-Star slam dunk because he's like 6'7". And even though he's very impressive dunker, just look on YouTube, Sean Kemp highlight reel in-game. He's amazing. Just jumping out there and dunking on the, I mean, he's like, he's so tall and he made it look too easy. And I think they gave the ball, I think they gave the championship to D. Brown that year because he did the close his eye and all that kind of thing. But anyway, so the relationship between me and Sean Kemp is real, is legit. Last time I saw him, when Dirk retired, Dirk said he had done this interview that nobody knew what it was going to be. And he did not know the Mavericks were going to do a salute for him. So after the game, he had mentioned his heroes were Larry Bird, Charles Barkley, Detlef Schrempf, Michael Jordan. Jordan couldn't make it because the same night Dwayne Wade was retiring. And Jordan said, I'm not going to choose one guy over the other because he'd be mad at me. So he didn't do anybody's ceremony. And he said, and Sean Kemp. So I talked to Sean that night, and we were all telling those stories back there in that little private room back there where Cuban's little apartment is underneath the building. Me, Larry Bird, Sean Kemp, Detlef Schrempf, and Scottie Pippen, and Barkley. We were just talking about it. Kemp was like, and Chris is the one, man. He's the one that told me to do this. And I don't take credit. I just said, man, I'm just glad you did it. That's the CA Stories Confidential.
Another Hall of Fame edition in the books. That's one of my all-time favorites right there, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in our buddy from DallasCowboys.com. It is Kyle Yeomans. We'll talk to him next here on The Fan.